ever have like an adult sleepover? Joe's making me think that nobody has them. It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Joe, we're 94.5 PST. So my husband John and my son Brady are having a boys' weekend. They're going away for the weekend. They're going to a football game. They're going to University of Michigan. They're going to Michigan. And the Wisconsin game, they're going for a weekend. You know, guys' weekend. So I thought, I'm going to have, especially, you know, since Life of a Showgirl's dropping, I'm going to have some girls over, have a little old-fashioned sleepover. Oh, God. Listen to you.
You know what that music is.
Do sit around in our pajamas, do some, you know, some face masks, eat, of course, maybe listen to Life of a Showgirl, of course, right? And then, you know, obviously have some cocktails. So I don't want to make them drive. We'll just have like an old-fashioned sleepover. Joe looked at me like I was insane. You don't ever do this, Joe?
No. Adults I know don't, you don't sleep in... Adults don't sleep in random friends' houses like that. They just don't.
You've never crashed at a friend's house because you've had they too don't. Much to drink?
They don't. I'm trying to find music of adult videos.
We don't need porn music.
You said, I wasn't going to say porn. I was going to say adult music. I'm trying to find adult music
over
here.
I have a feeling that women do this more than you think, Joe.
No.
Why not? Especially single women. I mean, I know I'm not single, but I will be single for the weekend.
So Chris wants, oh my God, for the weekend, she says. She's so dramatic.
Well, it sounds, you know.
Dramatic.
I'm going to be alone for the weekend.
Chris wants to have the girls, what are they going to all do? Sleep in your bed together?
I have a king size bed.
Ugh.
I also have a couch.
I don't want to.
I could probably put new sheets on Brady's bed because he's not going to be there. I don't understand why you're acting like this.
Why can't the ladies have their own houses? Go home. Have fun. Listen, you can have them over on Saturday night.
I don't want them driving if we're having cocktails.
That's what Uber's for.
Might as well just stay. I think it's
20 bucks on Uber means going home to my own bed.
And then you know, the next day, we'll wake up in the morning. I'll make them brunch.
You don't even like to cook.
I love brunch.
You like to eat brunch. You don't like to make it. You're not
a cook.
You
don't even have to make it. Muffins.
She wants to give them prepackaged breakfast like they're at the Hampton Inn.
Prepackaged? I'll go to Wegmans and I'll sit out a nice spread.
Chris, you can't do this.
I don't know. It sounded fun to me, but Joe thinks it's a terrible idea.
I think this is the making of an adult video.
Stop it.
It is.
Wait.
I've seen this plot before.
I want to take a little poll because it's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:15. It's Chris and Joe on 94.5 PST. So I say to Joe that I want to have like a sleepover this weekend with my friends because my husband John and my son Brady are going away for the weekend. They're going to Michigan for a football game, the Wisconsin game. So I'm a single girl this weekend.
Yeah.
He looked at me like I was insane. Yes, I want to have my adult girlfriends over, and I want to drink. I want to do face masks. I want to have food. I want to listen to Life of a Showgirl. We want to giggle and just be.
This is ridiculous to me. Ridiculous.
Let's go to the phones. Lori in Southampton is on the line. Lori, are you with me on this?
Yes, I'm here. I'm with you.
So do you do this too?
We do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, we do about 3-4 times a year. We have sleepovers, and we either go out to dinner and then end up sleeping over. We go to concerts, sleepover. Sometimes the husbands pick us up if we need to.
Lori, I guess the question is, at that point, why not have the guys pick you up or the Ubers pick you up and just go home to your own bed?
Well, because we're having too much fun, and we just extend the night. And sleep over, we pack our overnight bag, we each bring a snack, or an appetizer, and then we have brunch in the morning, like Chris said.
I love it. Wow. Bonding. It's girl bonding, right?
Yeah.
Are there pillow fights or anything at these?
Stop it.
No pillow fights.
No pillow fights, Lori. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Wow, all right, let's go to Michael. Michael's in Flemington. I can't wait to hear what Michael has to say. A guy's
opinion.
Come on,
a guy's got
to
be with me, right?
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm with Joe. I mean, it is the perfect plot of an adult movie. Come on. I personally go for, you know, I go away for business a lot, and my wife really enjoys and likes having the bed to herself. So, and plus, I don't want anyone in my bed while I'm gone. That's weird. I'm an adult. You'll be fine. You know, have your friends over, but come on. They've got to go at the end of the night. They have their own homes. Come on.
Chris, that's no fun. Remember that stat that I told you in Cruise News recently about how girls' nights are legitimately good for women's mental health?
That's because any night with friends is good for your mental health. That's not just a girl thing, and it's anyone, right? No?
The bonding, I think, is something special.
The bonding during the start of an adult video.
Hey, listen, you're not getting an invitation, so what do you care?
No, I'm not worried about it. I just think these ladies would... I think they, for the most part, feel obligated because you invited them.
Nah.
And now they're going to be like, we have to, even though they're probably like, I'd rather go home to my own bed.
Can I tell you, I just got 3 texts since we started talking about this, wanting to know where their invitation is because they want to come too.
Your mess. The only adults.
I throw a good party.
The only sleepovers I have are with partners in the bedroom.
Well, oh, girl, fun. Yeah, Uber is helping you celebrate. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:30. We're Chris and Joe. So here's the deal, Joe. You're going to get some like limited time deals from Uber because of Taylor and the release of the album. Yeah, since it's her 12th studio album, Swifties can snag 12% off like orange themed goodies on Uber Eats. From now until Sunday, what's an orange-themed Cheetos? Oh, my God, those crunchy Cheetos.
I guess, yeah. But then I was thinking, like, does beer count as orange?
Beer?
Like, does a Blue Moon count as an orange product? Oh,
you can try it.
Right? Because it's pretty orangey.
That's
citrusy.
Now through Sunday. And then starting today, you can also get $12 off a single Uber Comfort ride with the code SHOWBIZ. You got to use SHOWBIZ, which is like... perfect for arriving in style tonight at Al's.
Yeah, that would be a good
way to do it. For our listening party. Everybody's invited to our listening party tonight at Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill. It's our partay tonight in Ewing to listen to the whole album at midnight. I mean, before that, what are you doing? Like music trivia, music bingo, like Taylor stuff, swag. You got to come dressed in your favorite era so you can take one of those rides there.
And I'll tell you,
there's also, Uber says there's also surprises in the app, like all day today, all day tomorrow, you know, so make sure you're paying attention to that. It's cool.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Chris, we have an interesting opponent for you lined up today. She's won the actual game.
She has.
But she actually hasn't beaten you, right, Amanda?
I think I took the win last time.
You did, but you played me, not Chris, right?
Oh, I was going to say I'm confused.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So you beat the lesser of us in this room right now, right, Amanda?
So this is the first time you're taking me on, right?
Yeah, last time was a warm-up round.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got you ready. She beat me. She can definitely beat Chris. I'll put it that way. All right, Chris, you get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Amanda, we'll ask you 3 questions down there in Turnersville. We'll see who gets more right. Chris will not hear your answers, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Amanda, your quiz starts right now. Keith Urban's divorce drama is continuing. What reality competition show was he a judge on?
Oh, my gosh. I used to watch this. It was American Idol.
Do you want to lock in American Idol? All right,
we are locking
in American Idol. Question number 2. Cameron Diaz was recently seen filming a new movie in New Jersey. What beloved holiday-themed movie did she star in?
Holiday-themed movie. I can't think of it. Was it?
Just name a holiday movie.
Name a holiday movie while I'm blanking on a holiday movie.
I love the pressure of this game.
It really does. It really does take a toll on
it. I know it does. All right.
Let's think of one.
Why don't we say the Grinch?
Let's go with Grinch.
All right. There we go. Question number 2. Speaking of, maybe. Mariah Carey revealed she has an unreleased grunge album. What holiday is Mariah Carey the queen of?
Oh, Christmas.
Lock it in. All right, Christmas is locked in. Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. They have live music 6 nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour specials Monday through Saturday. I'm going to be out there tonight starting at about 8 o'clock. Our Taylor Swift pre-partay starting at 8. We're going to listen to the brand new album together as well at midnight. Get details, as always, of all the great stuff happening at Al's. Al'sAirportInn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Chris
Rollins.
They were
talking about our party this morning on NBC 10.
Huh.
That's kind of exciting.
They know about us. See, yes. People know me. All right, Chris. All right, Chris. Amanda's answer's locked in. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts right now. Keith Urban's divorce drama is continuing. What reality competition show was Keith a judge on?
He was on American Idol.
You both said American Idol, and you're both correct.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, question number two.
I'm mad at him right now, though, by the way.
Okay. People move. Anyway, Cameron Diaz was recently seen filming a new movie in New Jersey. What beloved holiday-themed movie did she star in?
Oh, I actually love this movie. It's called The Holiday.
You said The Holiday. My girl Amanda just got the pressure of the game got to you, right?
Oh,
Amanda,
no.
The sounds and all that. She blanked on the names of some movies. So we said The Grinch, which is wrong.
Oh, no.
The Holiday is correct.
I have not seen that one. Oh, so I'll have to put that on my list.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a couple of years old, but yeah, it's cute. You should watch it.
Everyone loves that one.
I will.
All right. And number three, Chris. Mariah Carey revealed she has an unreleased grunge album. What holiday is she known as the queen of?
Ah, speaking of the holidays, Christmas.
You both said Christmas, and you're both correct. But, Amanda, that does mean you lost today by a score of...
the champ over there.
She says it confident. All right, Amanda, give us that phrase of shame.
I'm Amanda from Turnersville, and I can't beat Chris.
For playing along and being a good sport today, we got you tickets to see Ed Sheeran when he brings the Loop Tour to the Lincoln Financial Field in South Philly on Saturday, September 19th, 2026. I'm going to look forward to next year. Special guests Macklemore and Lucas Graham. Tickets on sale right now at edsheeran.com. Hang on line.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh my gosh, and the excitement is building. It's almost a total Taylor takeover weekend here on PST. Of course, Taylor, Life of a Showgirl, dropping tonight at midnight. We'll be at Al's Airport in Barn Grill. You are invited.
We have to learn how to say total Taylor takeover.
We just said it.
We got it. We were getting it right today. Yesterday, when the boss told us, it was tough to get those words out of
our
mouth.
I just think I have to not think about it and just say it. And then
I wonder who named it that. So I wonder who came up with that name.
I think it's you, Joe.
I'm to blame for that.
Yeah, it's your fault. So the party starts at 8, pre-party, ramping up to listening to the whole album at midnight. Come and go as you please. No cover to get in, but, you know, there's drinks you can get at the bar, like Taylor-themed drinks and swag and prizes and all kinds of exclusive Taylor stuff. So be there tonight at Al's. So she is taking over late night TV.
Taking.
Yeah. So tonight she's going to be on the Graham Norton show. That's like overseas. And then she's going to be on Fallon on the 6th, which is Monday night. And then Wednesday night, she's going to be on Seth Meyers. So she's really kind of making her way around. You know, 500 Targets are staying open late tonight for the release. You can start lining up at 10 p.m. So this is a big deal.
Instead of going to Target, line up and hang out with me.
I was
going to
say.
Why stand outside?
Maybe do both. Like, you can just make, come to our party.
Why stand
outside? Our party. They were talking about it this morning on NBC 10. Love that. So, too soon, I'm mad at Keith Urban. So, you know, they broke up. He left her. She just filed officially for divorce. There's rumors that he's messing around with one of his guitar players. Her name is Maggie. During a performance recently, he actually changed the lyric already. We just heard about this breakup news to his song, The Fighter, which is a song about Nicole.
We think, right?
Listen.
It's hard
to
hear.
I'll be your guitar player.
And he says her name.
Are you kidding me?
He says her name.
Way too soon. So another breakup. Joe, do you watch Emily in Paris?
Yeah.
Did you hear Ashley Park and Paul Foreman broke up?
I did.
Yeah. So, you know, they're together. They're co-stars who are also in a real-life relationship. They're done. Dave's Hot Chicken, grand opening in Hamilton tomorrow. You get a sneak peek. There's a soft opening today if you want to stop in. It's on Route 33. This is a big deal, Joe, because there's no other Dave's Hot Chicken around here. I mean, Cherry Hill, I think there's one. But like in Mercer County, this is the very first
one. There's one close to me, too, in Philly.
Yeah, this is the first one in Mercer County. And also first one for Mercer County. You know how they tested last year that some Spirit Halloween stores changed over to Spirit Christmas stores? Well, it was huge. So popular that they're opening three times more this year. So there's going to be 30 total across the country, only 6 in New Jersey, and one of them is in Mercer County. It's going to be in Mercer Mall, or what do they call it now? Mercer on 1, on Route 1, and it's going to be where Joann Fabrics was.
Okay.
So obviously not opening till right after Halloween, but there you go. There's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the cruise court.
All right, here we go. Jake and Allison are here. They're two PST listeners. Allison has a new niece, and she's dying to go visit them. Jake thinks that he should get a pass. Let's bring him on. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, I'd like to go first so no one thinks I'm a jerk. I need a pass because I don't have the money for this trip.
Where do you have to travel?
Well, my sister and my family live in Florida. That's where I'm from. So I went to school up here and met Jake in state.
Oh, that's sweet. So, okay, so you guys need plane tickets to get down there, right?
Yeah, plane tickets and a hotel because she doesn't want to stay with them for free because they just had the baby. She says things are a little hectic in their house right now.
That's true. I mean, you don't get it. They don't want house guests right now. They're busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, so you go. Help your sister do some girl bonding, and I'll stay home. I don't have the money for a plane ticket, hotel room, food, and whatever else.
You mean you don't want to have the money? Not you don't have the money. You've been spending money on playing golf with your friends. You paid tons of money for the Eagles tickets a few weeks ago. You definitely have the money.
Listen, I think this is an unnecessary use of money. I'm not stopping you. Go have fun. It's your family.
Exactly. It's my family, and it's going to look bad if you don't come with me. We're a couple.
They just had a baby. They don't need a lot of people hanging around. We'll see them in the holidays, right?
Yeah, but that's different.
The holidays are coming soon. It's already October.
You're so frustrating. I think we should go.
I don't mean to be.
All right, hold up. I know you don't mean to be. All right, hold up, guys. Stop it right there. We're going to get some votes for you guys. We understand what's going on. So if he gets the most votes, he gets a pass. He gets to stay home. Although if you get the most votes, Allison, he's got to cough up this money and go with you to Florida to visit your family. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on, guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm already getting a text in the app chat saying if she wants him to go so bad, she should pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I wonder, too. I mean, listen, I...
Can I... Go ahead.
This whole, I have to go meet the baby thing. The baby doesn't know.
I may actually be on your side on this one because
what
I'll tell you.
What difference does it make?
He actually said something that kind of spoke to me. When we first had the kids, it is a chaotic time. And to be honest, I wouldn't have wanted people staying in my house.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree.
So
on that.
I get that they don't want people staying, but then that is a lot of money then to go down there.
Because then it's kind of like a mini vacation, and basically, like what I'm interpreting Jake is saying is he's basically like, well, I'll spend my money on things I want to spend my money on. I don't want to spend my money on this trip.
But I also get that he's a part of a couple and he needs to do things for her family. But I just don't know if this is what is necessary because when you just have a baby, I don't know if the sister is going to care whether her boyfriend is there or not.
I mean,
she might need her sister there to help her. Like, legit,
she might care more.
Her,
yeah.
Instead of just, you know, visiting. It's not a visit, I wouldn't think.
This isn't a fun visit at all.
She probably needs her sister to help her a little bit.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, whose side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
All right, we're in cruise court. We're about to get a final decision here. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. So Jake and Allison are a couple. She has a sister down in Florida that just had a baby. So she tells Jake, all right, we need to get plane tickets, a hotel room. She wants him to pay for his stuff and half the hotel room. And he's like, this is just not necessary. They don't need me down there. And if we're going, why aren't we staying for free in their house? But then she says they don't want visitors staying with them because they just had a baby, which I totally get. So his case is he should just stay home. Unnecessary for him to go. She wants him to go because they're a couple. All right, so let's get to the phones. We've got Jillian in Levittown on the line. All right, Jillian, whose side are you on, his or hers?
Definitely on his.
And why do you think so?
Well, I just recently had a baby almost 2 years ago, and for sure would not want any man around me during that time. Because you're very messy.
Yep.
You're trying to get yourself, you know, situated. You don't want a man there. You just want your sister. I have two sisters, and that's who I had, and it was beautiful. And it wasn't about my relationship or not about her relationship. It's about the baby, right?
Yeah, and I don't think her sister. Totally agree. I don't think her sister's judging her for not bringing her boyfriend. I don't think this is that occasion.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's not. He didn't not come home for Christmas where right. She's going to be like waiting. And he said, we'll go home for the holidays.
Right. So let's go to Madison in Bucks County. Madison, whose side are you on?
Yeah, so I am Madison from Boynton. I'm on the dude's side because if that were my situation, I wouldn't want my boyfriend to complain the entire time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, guys would be whiners.
He'd be in her ear saying, can we go? Can we, whatever.
Well, like, or the kid won't stop crying. The kid won't stop crying. Babies are icky, you know, like Jillian said. But babies are messy.
Well,
you know, a lot of mess going on in that house right now. A lot of throw up, a lot of spit, a lot of all that stuff.
You got
right?
a guy on the line, Joe. Elliot is in Langhorne. Elliot, what do you think?
This sounds like a girl thing to me. What's he going to do when he's down there? You know, I think it's totally fine for her to just go and visit her sister. It's his sister, you know, without him. So I don't know. I think give him a break.
Okay. I think this is a pretty clear cut one.
Okay. But yeah, it's pretty close.
I mean, I'm seeing like two hers in the app, but the rest. All right. You going to bring them on?
Yeah, they're here.
All right. Jake and Allison, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is your final decision, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jake, you're staying home. You got it's a landslide.
The landslide.
We're at 91% on his side.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I mean, I knew I didn't need to be there.
I think that you are justified in getting a pass on this one. And Allison, he'll go for the holidays or you'll be together for the... I don't think your sister's going to want a ton of people around, including your boyfriend now. Just go be with your sister and help her out.
Okay, I guess that's fair. Yeah. I know my sister would appreciate me being there. I just feel like for moral support, it's nice for him to show up. But if they say that, I guess I have
to
agree.
The people have spoken.
Have a good trip. Another update on our Coldplay Kiss Cam couple. Have you heard this, Joe?
I think I may have, but
it's Chris and the Crew. It's 94.5 PST. So, you know, Andy Byron was the one who was embracing his coworker at the concert, right? And instantly became a viral sensation. So remember, he was married with kids. Do you remember how quickly his wife changed all her social media?
Yeah.
After that happened, and we were like, oh no. You know what I mean? So now we're hearing, and we thought they'd be instantly breaking up. They're not broken up. They were spotted holding hands. We're talking about Andy Byron and his wife, Megan. They were spotted going on a walk. They had a picnic on the beach, both wearing wedding rings. I'm shocked.
They seemed in some way to have reconciled whatever
I'm
it was, right?
Shocked.
Now, remember, she went dark online, mm-hmm. probably because she had to, even if let's say she knew the truth and whatever, she would have had to have hide because the noise was so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even if they were split, it was just, people are messaging you every second.
Now, recently, they both said, the two in the bear hug at the concert said, it's not what you think it is. It was just, we're just friends. Oh, come on.
You don't buy this, and I don't really see it as a big deal.
No one should buy this.
I don't.
They were doing total inappropriate things. Even if they hadn't kissed, even if they hadn't slept together, whatever. Mm-hmm. How would you like to find your man, your husband, your wife in a full-on embrace, and then they acted guilty and hit the deck when the camera got on them? But I guess something is okay with them because they were spotted hand in hand wearing their rings and the whole thing.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Ooh, got a lot of Taylor buzz going on here today. You know, Life of a Showgirl dropping tonight. We've got our party, our listening party, starting at 8 at Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Everybody's invited, 21 plus, obviously. There's going to be Taylor-themed cocktails and swag and games and prizes. And then at midnight, we're going to listen to the whole album all together. So some Targets in the area are also staying open late just for the release. You know, they get all the, they get Target exclusives for Taylor stuff.
They tend to, yeah.
So 10 o'clock tonight, you can start lining up. The Target exclusives are going to be, there's going to be a vinyl and then three Target exclusive CDs. The Princeton one is opening late, Nassau Park, Oxford Valley, Mount Laurel, Deptford, Bridgewater. They're going to be the ones staying open late for the release. You know, there's buzz that she's going to be dropping like vault tracks from Reputation tonight, too.
That is what the internet Swifties tell me.
Mm, we'll see what happens.
My group chat blew up about that yesterday.
Uber is helping you celebrate the release, Life of a Showgirl, too. You know, since it's her 12th studio album, Swifties can snag 12% off orange-themed goodies on Uber Eats right now through Sunday. And then starting today, you can also get a $12 coupon off of a single Uber comfort ride with the code SHOWBIZ, which, think about this, Joe, it's kind of perfect to arrive in style tonight at Al's. Al's yeah. Airport Inn, our listening party tonight.
You know what I missed? I missed you said Uber comfort, because that means it's an upgraded car.
Yes, it's the luxury style ones. Mm. So yeah, you can do that tonight. So too soon? Come on, Keith. So Keith Urban, you know, he's getting divorced from Nicole Kidman. He left her. He moved out. She filed for divorce officially yesterday, you know, leaning on her sister. He's supposedly messing around with his guitarist in his band. So during a recent performance, he changed a lyric to his song, The Fighter, which is a song about Nicole Kidman. And he put her name in it. You got to take a listen.
He said, Maggie, I'll be your guitar player.
What? Too soon? Yeah, too soon. Is he kidding me?
I'm so mad at him. I got to say, this is sloppy.
Yes. So, you know Spirit Halloween stores, right? Well, a few of them last year, they decided to test transforming them to Spirit Christmas stores. And it went really well, the test. So they're opening like three times more than were open last year. 30 of them are going to be across the country. Only 6 in New Jersey. One of them is going to be in Mercer County in Lawrence Township in Mercer Mall, which is now called Mercer on One. So right after Halloween, it's going to transform into like a Christmas wonderland of everything that you need. And Dave's Hot Chicken, everybody's buzzing about this because it's the first one in Mercer County. It's opening in Hamilton on Route 33 where the Boston Market used to be. Tomorrow is the big grand opening. And on their Instagram, they put that you can go today for a soft opening.
Okay.
So go check it out. All right, there's the scoop. $30,000 new parents are spending on a baby name pro.
What?
It's Chris and the Crew. It's Chris and Joe. Good morning. Maybe people with like endless amounts of money, like maybe when Taylor and Travis have a baby, maybe they'll do this. But this woman describes herself as a name nerd, and she's become a pro baby namer. So for $30,000, you get her services in person. There's also a step down. You can get an email with some personalized name recognitions. Recommendations, including like each one's meaning, you know, popularity, history, like vibes. That's a bargain price of $200. But you can get the name nerd, the baby naming pro herself, face to face for a whopping $30,000.
So, what does she do? Channel the baby's spirit and go like, he looks like
she better for that.
But then like, what happens if she gives you like and again, not discrediting the name, but what if she gives you like a generic name? Like, what if she's like, he looks like a Bob.
I don't think it's those common names, but like, she says her business is booming. Tons of people are hiring her
in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
30 grand. This is
not in my neighborhood.
This is when you have so much money, you just don't know what to do.
How about just like look up baby names online? You could be for free.
Use your own head.